Ranjini Sanjay is a techie by education and an educator by passion. She has spent many years working in the education and IT sector in various capacities, and chief among them as an entrepreneur and as the director of Arise and Shine preschools based out of Chennai in India. With her passion for education, healthcare and women empowerment, she aims to work for the welfare of children, women and also senior citizens. Her objective is to build an enterprising organization with centers across the globe that can run impactful programs and provide quality services, training and development across communities. So we wish her all the best on her mission, because we share the commonality of shaping the careers and lives of millions across the globe, and it goes hand in hand. And as we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, making 6 to 7 figure consistent income in online coaching business, here's an exciting twist as always. Let us tickle the brain of our guest first. So Ranjini, get ready for the rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
Yes, yes, very much.
Here comes my first word, curiosity.
My children.
Invention.
Technology.
Future.
Vision.
Book.
My book, Couch to Crest.
Awesome. And movie.
DDLJ.
Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge. This is a Hindi movie in India, okay, which is one of the most popular movies of all time. And intelligence.
Comes in the way of magic.
Time.
Time is limited.
Name other than Ranjini.
Sanjay.
Coaching.
Coaching is a service.
And finally, aliens.
There are many.
All right, Ranjini, thanks for participating in the first rapid fire so sportively. And we have one more rapid fire round towards the end. So folks, stay tuned. And welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Naveen Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Ranjini, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice.
Thank you so much, Naveen. Such a powerful introduction. I'm off my seat. Celebrate. So thank you so much for a lovely introduction.
Yeah, pleasure to have you here, and thank you once again for being part of the journey. And I would like to thank Meena Karmakar for connecting us. So thank you, Meena, and keep connecting me with wonderful souls like Ranjini. And Ranjini, let's get into our conversation. So let's start with your success mantra. Can you share the top three things that have contributed to your success so far?
Yes. For me, I think, having a variety of, hats on my head, like being a faculty, being a trainer, being an entrepreneur, being an engineer, and now a coach, I've learned a lot from life. And being 44 at this time, I think the best lessons, I would say, which has got me the success where I am today, though there have been many, many, many failures in between. I think the journey to learn the discovering your own self was the toughest part. And I think it continues to be a toughest part. So that one place discovering yourself is something as that. It is something that has been a source of what it is today. And the second thing I would say is having a strong boundary of what you want to be against what people expect out of you. So having that boundary very clear and strong helps you. You reach where you want to go, rather than getting diluted and distracted. What people have to say, what they think you should do, and all of that. So that is the second thing I would say. And the third thing is, I think, very much correlated around your own self would be the most strongest voice you have is what you have from your heart. That comes from you. And, you don't have to buy what people have to talk about you, or tell you who you are. rather listen to this voice that is coming from you. It's very feeble, you know, you can't hear it. But if your noise in the head is settled, mm-hmm. you can hear that.
Wow.
So that is a strong pointer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Naveen.
Awesome. Awesome. So having clear boundaries and also listening to the inner voice, something really unique. And let's now talk about your entrepreneurial journey. And especially, I'm curious about the toughest lessons that you have learned in your entrepreneurial path.
Yes. So entrepreneurial journey is actually not something I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was all, you know, we are all those, you know, are culturally how we are brought up as women, children, girls, whatever we say, it applies to both men and boys as well. Is that we want to fall in a certain checklist or maybe say a guideline that is given to us, like you have to be this way, you have to be certain way, significant, that you are valued and respected. And it took me good 30 plus years of my life to live that life, and I was a very successful person.
Mm-hmm.
When I was having this corporate career, having two children, you got to have especially I come from a generation where engineers and doctors was the only profession you can choose from, and that is what will attract validation. But I think today times have changed. So entrepreneurship, I was introduced to this only when I invested in personal development. That's where I really could hear what I really want from my life, and from there to so many years, I'll be completing 10 years next year.
Wow.
From this journey of transformation. And I am totally a different person. If you have known me 10 years back, it was a different Ranjini. But today I am kind of unrecognizable from that point. So entrepreneurship actually gives a 360 degree shift in who you are and what you are really up to in your life. So that is what I would say I have accomplished in this journey.
Awesome. And what motivated you to venture into the online coaching industry, and what specific niche do you specialize in within this vast domain?
Yeah. So again, as I said, coaching was again not a career I chose. It was never like I will be a coach kind of. No? I have invested a lot in my personal development. And when you are in doing these courses, training and development, you will find mentors who help you. But I was good at being a student, but I never thought that I could be a mentor at any point in my life. But there was a time where I conceived my third child. I was running multiple schools at that time, and I had to really shut down everything and give my time to that child. And that is when everything came to for me, it came to a rock bottom. And what do you do? Sitting at home, you have so much experience behind you. And I was very clear that I don't want to take this to my grave. I want to give it to the people so that they will have something to learn from me. Considering I have so much experience behind me, I can teach something. That got me, into working from home, explore online, what I can be flexibly working at the same time, taking care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make the income that you want and work as much as you can. You don't have to stress yourself. So that got me into coaching online.
Oh, got it. And after getting into this coaching business, what are the initial challenges that you have faced, and how did you overcome them to attain the level of success that you have today?
Yes. Very good question. I want to break a lot of myths here. For example, being a techie, when as long as I was having a corporate career, my social media was invisible. In fact, it was zero. And when I became an entrepreneur running schools, I really changed my profile, and I had barely 100, 200 people who would follow me, like my peers and my family. But when you're doing a business online, it's a completely different game, because this is the only way somebody can connect with you and understand you as a business owner and buy your services. And one of the strong medium is social media. And there are many, inhibitions, I would say, people, for some of them, it is taboo. It's bad. the social media is bad. We should not be, you know, sharing about personal life on a social media or public platform. No, the fear of being judged, invalidated constantly. And that is something like many online business owners would face a challenge here. And that is one of the biggest barriers they're breaking. So being on camera, speaking to nobody or many people, you don't know, right? So that is something is a barrier that, you know, you break. And in spite of all the challenges with technology, how to hold the phone when you're recording, or you know, whether it is looking nice, the light is proper, there are so many things to learn. So that is the first part of it, to be, you know, to explore on the space. And the second is to gain trust from people that they buy your product or service. Now that comes, that is a real, you know, different game where, you know, you have to really be authentic in what you are here to, you know, share or serve people, or whatever promises you're making. 6 and 7 figure is a bold promise I make to my audience. And to help them get there requires a lot of commitment and courage to be with that person to get to their goals. So yes, these are the places, like, you know, where you will be most challenged when it comes to online business.
Okay, got it. And also, let's talk about the strategies that you employ to build a robust foundation for your online coaching business that eventually enable you to achieve a 6 to 7 figure income consistently.
Yes. So having the first one definitely is a strong presence on social media. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you need a lot of followers. A lot of people fall in this trap. Like, I need 1 million followers to make $1 million. No, it doesn't matter. There are coaches who make 9 and 10 figures and they barely have, you know, 10,000 followers on their channels. It's about connecting people and it's about, you know, really making a difference in their life. Now, when it comes to connecting online, now thanks to AI, life has been very easy for many of us. Because, you know, you just type and everything is flowing, all the content is there for you. But I strongly believe that for if you have to connect with me and I have to connect with you, it has to be my human ability. It cannot be a machine ability, cannot be AI. So that is something you have to master. That is a human ability to communicate and connect. No AI, no machine can replace this technology that we have. How we talk to each other, how we connect. And that is where you need mastery to make that $1 million online.
Yeah.
Right? AI can definitely be a great resource for you to do things easy.
Yeah.
But connection, it's you.
So you mentioned about the LinkedIn journey, like people might have 100, 200 followers and it has to really go to the next level. Right. So in terms of marketing and visibility, what platforms or approaches have proven most effective for attracting clients and scaling your or your clients' online coaching business? Like, which one is effective? Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook? You have many out there.
Yeah. So I would say these are all platforms. These are all channels. And it all depends on where your audience is. For example, if I am serving a professional, get a good career or good promotion. So these professional people, you will find more on LinkedIn. And if I'm a coach and I'm serving a parent or I'm serving a teenager, so the teenager will flock around Instagram and YouTube, children, and parents, you may find them on Facebook. So there is no platform message like, no, isko le lete hain, isko master. That there's nothing like that. No, it has to be based on your audience and what service you have to offer. Now, you can only have WhatsApp and still make millions in your business. you just need a WhatsApp, because for Indian community, WhatsApp works. So I know people who really don't have to have a good social media presence, but having the ability to connect through WhatsApp and, you know, use the marketing strategy, you can make your income that you want.
Awesome. That's evident. And I think you have to, there is no one size fits all approach. That's what is my key takeaway. And depending on the audience, probably we have to pick up the right platform, which caters to their needs. All right. Now let's talk about some client success stories or testimonials that highlight the effectiveness of your coaching programs and their impact on achieving their goals.
Wonderful. I'm really excited to share this today because when I started this six-figure launch method, this is one of the methods, like it's my signature program, like how I help someone online who's an educator and he wants to teach his skills. It could be storytelling, it could be counseling, it could be healing, it could be anything that they have, they want to make a difference to someone, help someone. Then And most importantly, make that six-figure income. Six-figure income is like making more than 1 lakh per month in Indian currency. So I designed a technique which I call it as a six-figure launch. And in one webinar or one workshop that you showcase online, you can make this income. So that is the strategy I teach and which is successfully implemented by me. And now as I'm teaching, I'm already working with 50 coaches. And wow. Recently, one of my coaches, she's Dr. Sumati, she's a therapist. She is hitting her six figure this month. And it is, I think it's been just 4 months she's working with me. And it is her third workshop and she is hitting that six figure. I'm so proud. It took me 10 months to hit. My coaches, my clients are able to hit in just 3 to 4 months. And it's so awesome.
That will be a great feeling to see our mentees and coaches succeed. And when they achieve that success much earlier than what we do, I can understand. I think you must be on cloud 9 right now. All right. So we have had an incredible conversation so far. And it's time to add some more excitement and some more spice to the episode. So Ranjini, get ready as we dive into series of intriguing rapid fire questions, the second round. So are you ready to get into it?
I'm getting scared now, considering your first rapid fire. Go for it.
It will be very simple. And here comes my first bullet. If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say?
Love your life.
Love your life. And what's one thing you are really bad at that you wish you were good or better at?
I may be better at managing my health. I think I need, it's work in progress. I think that is something I need to work on.
Yeah, we wish you good luck on that because we cannot ignore it. That is what keeps us moving. So wish you good luck on that. And can you describe yourself in just one word?
Authentic, real.
And what's your favorite thing about living in the current times, the 21st century?
I would say social media. It has been, for me, it has turned around my life. Mm. And I think the way we can connect with people using social media is amazing. Mm. And I think this is going to go for a long way in future as well.
And here comes the next bullet. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, I would like to have a superpower to heal people. Mm-hmm. It's like magic. I don't know whether you have seen Jesus, movies of Jesus, no? But he says something and there's magic happening, like Sai Baba does, no? There's an empty pot and there's an unlimited food available for everyone. Something like that. Like I in that sense, I would say I would like to heal people, just relieve people from pain. I may have that power.
Awesome. Awesome. And here comes the last bullet out of rapid fire. What is one electronic gadget that you'd like to see or invent yourself?
That's a tough one. But maybe something that can keep my house clean. some gadget. That I can get away with the constant dusting and cleaning I do at home. Maybe some gadget that can help me.
All that boring, petty chores, right? I think something has to be taken care of. And I would be the first customer in case if you invent it by yourself.
I often see my people who assist me at home. When I do these sessions, like either I am cleaning or I am in the session. These are the two places they see me.
We'll get rid of that soon. Okay. And let's flip back to the mainstream, Ranjini. What advice would you give to aspiring online coaches looking to build a successful business and achieve a 6 to 7 figure consistent income in the industry?
That's a beautiful question, Naveen. And I would highly recommend all the people who think this, there is big money in online. You see these amazing ads and people, you know, throwing amazing, you know, content on media, like we made this, we made that. There's a lot of hard work behind that. Yeah. It's not magic. There is nothing. There's nothing that will give you an instant success. There's nothing of that sort. So I think I would give it to, like, you know, being real in your essence, in your, you know, what you are saying, and you know, in the video or in this podcast, you being real in reality as well, beyond this box, you are that real person who's talking about that and being in practice about that. That's one thing. And second is not to shy away from hard work. I think as long as you are intentional in what you are delivering and you're ready to work hard for this, nobody can stop you. And that's coming from my own life and what I have heard from my mentors, and it keeps motivating me to do more for everyone.
Such a powerful advice, and that's wonderful. And how is your experience being hosted on the Guiding Voice platform?
I have learned a lot, Naveen, because I have my own talk show, and the way you bring the energy, and I have relaunched my show this year. Last year, I had stopped after 50 guests because I wanted to come back with my client success stories. So I'm rolling out that from this month. But what I'm learning from you is to have this lovely energy that you bring to the room. And I think that is missing in my show. So I'm going to take this as a learning and implement and be so powerful as a speaker. And you completely, you know, pulled me into your energy in this conversation. It was so beautiful. And that is a takeaway from me. Like, I'm going to take this energy to my show. And right. You are invited. Yeah. You are invited.
For sure. So I'm making commitment publicly. I'm ready whenever you are. All right. So thank you so much. And thanks for all the kind words. And also, thank you so much for all the wonderful insights that you have shared by taking time out of your busy schedule. And really appreciate it. Looking forward to many more episodes in future with you, Ranjini. And really appreciate it.
Sure. Love to collaborate with you. And I think we are on the same journey. Yeah. Like, I am sharing the voices of people, and so are you. They're amazing stories. So those so amazing, inspiring stories. And globally, I want them to be heard. And like having a partner like you, this is going to be more fun. So, thank you so much.
Friends, that was our episode with Ranjini Sanjay. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed this episode and found the conversation helpful, please share with at least 3 of your friends or colleagues who would also like the Guiding Voice. Spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. And your support means a lot. It helps us create more content for you and our community, and let us learn together on this journey. Now, let's hop into the trivia segment. So today we had amazing conversation with Ranjini on online coaching. I thought I would present a few facts related to online coaching. You know, the global online coaching market has been witnessing substantial growth, with a CAGR, compounded annual growth rate, of around 8-10%. The market was expected to reach several billion US dollars by the mid-2020s, which is indicating that it is a booming industry. So if you are good at something, if you have a specialized niche, reach out to folks like Ranjini, who are ready to take you to the next level. So you will find out her contact details in the show notes, the LinkedIn profile. So go ahead, connect with her and explore your coaching business. And not only that, if you have come across any beautiful coach, share their details with us. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and also for being part of our awesome community. We would love to hear from you. So do not forget to share your ideas and feedback through our social media or email. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Naveen Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. And until next time, take care, stay inspired. And remember, the future holds great things, because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now and see you all in the next episode with another amazing guest.